Proclamation number 7804 of 22nd of January, 1961. Darkening of the mind before Jesus Christ. Moses. See also Book 82 N.R. 7807. The Spirit will give you the understanding if you allow it to express itself. Then the right thoughts will arise in you, you will become enlightened, you will not need to brood and yet be satisfied with your mental results because they were not conveyed to you by the intellect but by the Spirit. Yet my Spirit can only manifest itself in you when you have found salvation through Jesus Christ. You must acknowledge Him. You must have asked for forgiveness of your past guilt and thus also acknowledge me in Him, which initiates your return to me and, through the bond with me, the spiritual spark in you has also united with the Father Spirit, which now teaches you and makes knowledge accessible to you which you would otherwise never be able to acquire through your intellect. And now you will also know what is necessary for your soul's salvation, for you will be taught about it by the Spirit. You shall be led out of the darkness of the Spirit into the light, you shall learn to understand what was incomprehensible to you until now. Above all, you shall learn to recognize the nature of your God and Creator, because I desire your love and because only a true image of me can kindle love in you. And thus you should know that my nature is love, wisdom and might. That I am a supremely perfect being which deserves your love, which certainly stands above you and yet wants to be united with you because I love you and because you emerged from my love. You should know of my perfection. Then you will also learn to love me, you will reciprocate my infinite love for you and long to return to me from whom you once originated. But now consider that I had to die for you on the cross first, that you had to be redeemed before you could muster the willpower to consciously take the path back to me, to consciously strive towards me. You first had to be redeemed from your original sin before my Spirit could work in you and give you information about my nature. Before my death on the cross, people did not recognize my perfection. A God of love, wisdom and power was alien to them. They only knew a God of wrath, a God of power, who only ever punished when people sinned. They only saw in me the judge, who is without mercy. For they did not recognize me. And it was not possible to give them true knowledge, for they were in spiritual darkness, their thinking could not be enlightened by the Spirit, they were not redeemed and were under the spell of sin, the darkening of the Spirit, the clouding of thinking, which meant inner darkness. They did not know about my true nature, for the Prince of Darkness determined their thinking and reasoning. He controlled their intellect and presented me to people as a being of wrath, who mercilessly beat people, whom they had to fear. And only after my crucifixion was a light able to shine and illuminate the dark night, for the light of eternity himself had ascended to earth. Oh, could you humans believe that you have entered a completely new phase, that the way back to me is now free and that you therefore no longer need to look back and remember the time before Jesus Christ, when deepest darkness still lay spread over people because they still languished under the burden of original sin and only a few hoped for salvation from the coming Messiah, whose thoughts were turned towards me and therefore the coming of the Messiah had also been announced to them. And therefore it is also meaningless to you humans of the present time what took place on earth in the man Jesus before my descent to earth, for I myself put an end to this time, Through my act of salvation, I myself initiated a new phase on this earth, and all of you need only let yourselves be redeemed by me in Jesus Christ, and you will be allowed to recognize in the fullest light as well as my spirit can instruct you. And you will experience what is necessary for your soul's salvation, for as soon as you are redeemed, all darkness will fall from you and all your thoughts and aspirations will only be directed towards your divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, in whom I myself was embodied. And you will recognize me myself in him and thus have returned to me again, from whom you once came forth. Amen.